From London, we present The Day of the Triffids, John Wyndham's famous science fiction story, dramatized by Giles Cooper.
Is anyone there?
Who's that?
Sounds like the kid they call Lucy. What do you want, darling?
The man who can see.
I'm here.
Can you come up, please? There's something wrong.
What is it?
Well, some of the people are ill. They're hot and they've got dreadful pains. I think they've got something bad.
The Day of the Triffids, Episode 4, Dead End.
By next morning, the two men who'd been taken sick in the night were dead. Three more of the group were ill. I made them as comfortable as I could, and we set out to find food. I led the party, still chained to Mac and Alf, who were blind, and the rest followed us, their hands on each other's shoulders.
Right, left. Pick them up. Come on. Where are we, Gaff?
In a side street running downhill. There should be shops at the bottom.
Well, one on that bit like lost souls.
What do you expect? If you let me loose, I could drive round till I found a good place. Pick you all up in a truck, bring you along to do the loading. This way's bound to be slow.
Well, he's got something there, you know.
An easy getaway.
Well, I wouldn't blame him if he did.
Look, suppose I give you my word.
It's no man's word worth tuppence. We're in the jungle now.
Come on, pick up the step. Look on. Left, right.
We're coming to a corner. Left. Get ready to turn left.
Right, when you say.
Stop!
Come on, give us a bit of warning.
Shut up! There's a group loading a truck about 100 yards away.
Yeah, you said they're here.
No, they aren't our lot. The man in charge is carrying a rifle. He's seen us.
Down, everyone! Down on the ground! Get down, Mac!
What is it? What's happened?
Mac's been hit. He's had it.
The rest of you turn back and go up the hill.
What's happening?
He's coming towards us.
Well, come on, let's run for it.
No, wait a minute. I've got to get rid of Mac.
Well,
there. Now, this way. Come on. In here.
Where are we?
It's a garden.
Oh.
Now, keep down.
He'll shoot us.
No, he won't. He only wants me. Where's the key to these handcuffs?
In my pocket.
Let's have it.
No, come on.
Now crack your skull with this chain.
All right, here you are.
Good. Now keep quiet.
What's happening?
He took a look at Mac lying in the middle of the road. Probably thinks Mac was the one I could see. Now he's following the others up the hill. Come on.
What?
Take my arm, we'll follow him.
Well, he's here.
If he thinks we're blind, he won't take any notice. Come on.
Oh, all right, you're the boss. But keep telling me what's up, eh? I am blind, remember?
All right. Up. Through the bushes.
Yeah.
Steady! Right, we're in the street. He's about 50 yards ahead of us. The others are 50 yards in front of him, on both sides of the road, creeping along. He's not overtaking them. Wants to see where they're going.
So as he can pinch our supplies, I suppose.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, hello.
What is it?
One of our chaps is ill.
Who?
Well, he's staggering, holding his stomach. He's fallen. Come on, keep going.
All right.
The chap with the rifle stopped. He's looking at him.
He's shooting at us again.
No, it's not at us. He's shot the sick man. Now he's coming back.
Yeah.
Just keep going. He's gone past. come on. We've got to get back to the hotel before the others get split up.
You mean to tell me you're not going to leave us?
Oh, come on.
Okay, up you go, chump. Follow him on. That's right.
Come on,
then. Now the next one. That's it. Oh, is that the lot, then?
Yep, that's it. Tailboard up.
Right. I'm getting quite handy at this. Nothing like practice, is there?
Come on.
No, let me see if I can get back to the cab on my own, eh? That's the rear wheel. Petrol tank. Step. That's it. I'm there. How many have we got with us today?
15.
And 12 women left behind, that's 27. Plus 4 sick makes 31.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we was 53 4 days ago.
It seems longer than that.
Bill?
Hmm?
What do you reckon it is they're all getting then?
I don't know. It's come on too quickly for typhoid. Could be plague. I don't know.
Looks like solving most of our problems anyway.
You're a real optimist, Alf.
I've got to keep cheerful, haven't I? What are we going to try for today?
Tin milk, biscuits, candles and paraffin.
Paraffin? We got 40 gallons of that yesterday.
We need more, much more.
Why?
No time to dig.
Oh, that, yeah. Not that it makes much difference what you do. It's more of a taste than a smell, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, start her up. I'm getting morbid. Where are we going, anyway?
Up towards the heath. I haven't tried that yet.
There's not much improvement up here, is there?
No.
They're even more dead. More than in most places.
Oh?
Come on down.
Right.
Where are we?
There we are.
Right.
Okay.
Mind the curb.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is the shop okay?
Oh, seems to be. Hang on there in the back and I'll open up.
Right.
Someone's been in here before, but they haven't taken much.
Yeah.
Not silly.
Whew, the ham's gone off anyway.
Yeah. You're by the cold meat counter.
Oh.
Stay there, I'll see what's in the back.
All right. Bill? Bill?
Yeah?
Bill?
Triffids attacking the truck.
Triffids?
Oh. Run, Bobo, run for it! Bill? Come on, quick! Towards my voice!
Quick, over here!
Into the shop!
Gurney, Bradshaw, Williams,
yep.
Foster, Barlow,
yep.
Travers, Kendicott, Dean, Forbes, Smith,
yeah.
That's the lot.
You didn't call my name.
Sorry, Lucy. Are there any more women upstairs?
Not now.
Down to 7 of us, innit?
It's my fault.
Well, how'd you make that out?
I should have known there'd be Triffids on the heath. I would have taken a gun up with me.
You can't think of everything, mate. Anyway, the Triffids only got 8 of us. You know what's taken the others.
Yes, I know. Does anyone want anything? Otherwise, I'll go to bed.
No, we're okay.
That's funny. The clocks still go on.
Oh. Well, the ones that's worked by clockwork will, wouldn't they? Till they all run down, of course.
Hello? Anyone there?
What? Oh. Oh, hello, Bill. You woke up then.
What was that just struck?
I don't know. Must be about 8 o'clock.
Where is everyone?
I cleared off.
What?
Well, that little girl took ill in the night, you know, Lucy, and the others panicked a bit. They said the place was unhealthy and pushed off to find somewhere else.
How is she now?
She died about 2 o'clock.
Why didn't you wake me up?
We tried to, but you was out for the count, weren't you? There wasn't anything you could have done, anyway.
All the same, I hate to think of her being alone.
Well, I was there.
Why were you?
Because I hadn't gone.
I know, but why not? I mean, it's unhealthy here.
Well, I think everywhere's unhealthy, didn't you? Anyway, didn't seem right to push off without saying. So, what do we do now?
Well, have some breakfast and then make for Westminster.
And there we're going to try and find your girlfriend, right?
Dead right.
You don't know, I have a funny way of putting things sometimes. Where are we now?
Vauxhall Bridge Road, outside a cinema.
They used to have buses here.
Used to have people, too.
All empty, is it?
Oh, I wonder what she'd have done. Same as that, I dare say. Found a hotel to use as a base.
Well, I remember there's a big one by the station, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Let's try that first.
Are there all buses still in front of the station?
Yeah. I'm just passing the entrance.
The train standing at platform 9 is the 0900 for Paris and the...
Here's the hotel. There's a woman outside.
Well, is it your girlfriend?
No, it's an old woman. Oh. I'll go and talk to her. You stay here.
All right.
You keep away. These tins are my tins.
Yeah, I shouldn't bother with that one, love. It's coffee. Here, have some baked beans. Wait a minute, I'll open it for you.
Give me the tin. Give it.
Were you with a party?
Give me the tin.
Yeah, tell me first. Were you with a party?
Yes.
Led by a girl?
Give me the tin.
In a moment. Was there a girl who could see?
Yes.
Well, what happened to her?
They all got ill and died, and then she went away.
Yeah?
She wanted to take me, but I wouldn't go. What's the point?
But when did this happen?
Yesterday. Give me the tin.
Is that all you know?
Here's the tin.
Here you are. I've opened it. What's the matter?
Oh, Bess, go away, go away. Oh, and I was hungry. Now, I don't want anything. That girl was a good girl. She stayed with us. Go.
Well, this is where we came in, the university.
Anyone about?
Not by the look of it. There's only one truck left.
Maybe the ones we didn't catch pushed off.
Yeah, looks like it. Just a moment, there's something written on the main door. I can't see it from here.
Hey, watch out for the Triffids.
Yeah, I'll take the Triffid gun. No, I won't, though. Take the revolver. There's someone coming.
What?
Stay there.
Well, don't go too far.
Stand still, put your hands up. It's Mr. Coker.
Yes, it's me. Don't worry, I'm not armed.
And what are you after, another little party?
No, I've had enough. They all died.
So did mine.
Still, we tried.
Yeah, the wrong way.
Yes, but it seemed right, to me at any rate. I didn't realise then that the whole world must be like this. Mm-hmm. Think of New York.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Oh, go after the others and eat humble pie, I suppose. Have you seen the address they left behind?
No, I was on my way to look at it.
It's Tynesham Manor, Tynesham, near Devizes.
Devizes? We won't get there tonight.
No. I was going to bed down here and move in the morning.
Okay, if you take that truck, I'll take the car.
Well, couldn't we take the truck alone?
No, I've got a passenger.
Alf? Alf? Here's your old friend Coker.
Alf?
He's gone to sleep. Wake up, Alf.
I'm not asleep.
What is it?
Keep away from me, though. Where's Bill?
Here.
I've gone and got it now.
Look, come on, Alf.
Don't try and move me. Just keep clear, eh? I'll be dead by the morning, won't I? Oh, it's a good thing, too. After all that trouble to stay alive, eh? Can I have a drink of water?
I'll get it, yeah.
Bill?
Yeah?
Thanks, mate, for all you've done. I hope you find your girlfriend all right.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, we'll take one truck. We'll start at dawn.
We're just about there.
We made good time, considering.
Yeah.
It should be on the other side of this wall. Oh, it's a stately home by the look of it.
I'll turn in here.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
What's this, a hold-up?
Stay where you are.
Is this Tyneham Manor?
Where do you come from and how many of you are there?
Just the two of us. We've come from London.
What's in the truck?
Supplies.
All right, go on. You'd better report to Miss Durrant. She's in the dining hall.
Where's Michael Beadley?
I don't know. Miss Durrant's in charge. Report to her.
Right. Miss Durrant?
Who's she?
Think I remember her.
Her?
She's a bit grim. Something's wrong if she's running things.
Miss Durrant?
Yes?
I'm Bill Mason. We've just come from London. Can we have a word with you?
One moment. Make the helpings larger. We don't want any left over. Now, what is it?
Mr. Coker and I, we've just arrived.
Coker?
Yes.
Aren't you the man who led the raid on the university building?
Yes, I was.
Then I'd better tell you once and for all that we have no use for brutal methods in this community and no intention of tolerating them.
Where's Michael Beadley and all the others?
They decided to move on.
Oh, why?
Because we made it perfectly clear that some of us, at any rate, wish to preserve our moral standards.
Yes, but why should they move and not you? Surely you were the splinter group, they were the main body.
From a practical point of view, it was more suitable for them to move.
Why?
Oh, I really haven't got time to answer all these questions. If you wish to stay and help us, you can. If not, please go as soon as possible.
Well, who are all these people here? They didn't come from London, did they?
They're locals.
Are they all blind?
Yes.
How many can see?
There are seven of us.
What about Miss Playton?
Who?
Josella Playton. Is she here?
No, I don't think so. Well, there's Peggy down at the gate, three on duty here, two others on patrol, and that's all the ones who can see. But nobody called Gisella.
Are they all girls here?
All the sighted ones, yes.
You mean all the men went with Beadley?
Naturally. With the lorries to be driven and the loading to be done, it was obviously right that they should be the ones to go.
Which is why you won't last 3 months.
I beg your pardon.
If that, you haven't got a clue. You're running this place on good intentions and hoping for the best. How are you going to feed all these people for a start?
We shall send parties into devisers to collect supplies.
And the plague. You've got to keep away from the town.
There are plenty of village stores in the neighbourhood.
Enough to last you for a year?
Perhaps.
And the year after that? And the next year? What will you do then? How will you live in 10 years' time, even if the Triffids don't get you first?
We shall trust to Providence.
You'd do a damn sight better to start building some sort of flour mill. Now. The wheat will be ready for harvesting in a few weeks.
Well, I really...
Look, for heaven's sake, can't you see that you've got to change your whole way of thinking or go under?
I can assure you that we propose to think as we have always thought.
Fatal.
If you disagree with our ideas, you're welcome to go and join Mr. Beadley and his friends.
Yes, but where are they?
Do you wish to go too?
I wish to find Miss Playton.
Well, I don't remember seeing her with that
Look,
party.
Look, for God's sake, where did they go?
I really couldn't say.
Oh, surely they left an address.
Well, if they did, I don't remember it.
Now, look, Miss Durrant,
I have an idea that it was in Dorset they were
Dorset,
heading for, somewhere
yeah.
in the Bemminster direction. Now, if you will excuse me, there is a great deal to be done.
Well, thank you very much.
Shut the plates, please. Then some of the chambers can get this washing room.
Well, how far is Bemminster?
Where are we?
Steeple Honey.
Where's that?
In Somerset.
Oh.
We've come 50 miles now without seeing a living creature except a few sheep.
And a hell of a lot of Triffids.
Yeah. Well, there are more and more of them.
You noticed too?
Why is it?
I've been wondering. I don't know.
Hi!
Hello.
Hi there!
Someone's here. Where is he? Can you see?
Yeah, look, over there in the pub. Oh. The upstairs window. Can you get down?
Coming now!
If he's alive, why aren't the others?
I know. Let's see if he can give us a drink.
Are you there?
Look out! Get back inside!
No, Coker, don't go near him. Leave him alone. Back to the truck.
Do you think he's dead?
Yes, yes, he walked right into it.
Well, here come two more. Let's get out of here.
Good idea.
Almost as though it was waiting for him.
Yeah, almost.
But it couldn't have been, could it? I mean, they've got no intelligence. They're plants.
A friend of mine knew a lot about them, wasn't so sure. He thought they'd talk to each other.
Huh. Do you think so?
I don't know. He also said that sight was the only advantage mankind had over Triffids.
Yeah, but what would be the idea of killing people? They can't eat flesh.
If they wait long enough, they can drink it. Just like any other plant. Bedminster welcomes careful drivers.
Well, let's hope somebody else does, too. Hell, what was that?
That character over there.
Stay where you are. Don't move.
What's the idea?
How many of you are there?
Only us two. We're harmless.
Right, you can get down.
Come on,
you others. All right.
Coming. Who are you? Where do you come from?
I'm Bill Mason. This is Jack Coker. We're from London.
Uh-huh. Well, my name's Stephen Brennell. I'm supposed to be a stockbroker. This is Vera Paul, girlfriend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And Sid Farrer.
Hello.
How come you can see?
Well, we were in a car smash and taken to the Cottage Hospital. When we came round next morning, we could see, but everyone else was blind.
You were lucky.
Yes. What brings you to these parts?
We're looking for a group led by a man called Michael Beadley. Have you seen them?
I've read not. Not a sign.
And we've been all round 15 or 20 miles.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we've had it.
That bitch, Miss Durrant.
Yeah, sent us on a wild goose chase.
Look, why don't you come back to the manor with us? Then we can all put each other into our respective pictures.
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks very much.
Then, you see, I've sighted a machine gun so that it fires from this window, covering the drive, and a mortar to deal with anybody beyond the shrubbery, where we can't see them. And that takes care of this side of the house.
What's it all for?
Well, it's bound to be trouble sooner or later when stocks run low in the cities.
We've been expecting gangs out every day.
You haven't seen the cities. They're emptier than the countryside.
Do you mean nobody in them?
Yes, darling, that's what he means. What the hell do we do about it?
Can't we just stay here and wait?
No, we can't.
But all the same, if we don't stay here, where can we go?
My suggestion is Tynesham, where we've just come from.
God, why go back there?
Oh, I know, Bill. You've got that girl you're looking for. But for the rest of us, there's no point in staying here until our supplies run out.
Well, it'll be a long time before they do.
Yeah, but by then, we must be self-supporting.
There's some good farmland round these parts.
But there aren't enough of us to farm it.
Oh, we might make a go.
Look, it's not enough just to make a go. You've got to realise that this will last forever. That you've got to make entirely new lives.
I don't quite
Look,
quite
one of
it.
The things that man must have if he is to progress is leisure. Time to learn, to study, to think, to experiment. Now, look, there are six of us here. We may get one or two more in, but that won't give us enough. It means that every single person will have to work all day just to keep himself alive.
Well, there's bags of machinery lying around.
But in a few years' time, there won't be any petrol or oil, and we'll have to find horses and breed from them and learn how to shoe them. And then later, we'll have to learn how to smelt iron and make the horseshoes. When the candles give out, we will have to live in the dark unless we've discovered how to make fresh ones out of tallow.
Oh, candles are made of wax. I do know that.
And wax is made of paraffin. Now, look, we've got a chance to live on capital for a few years, and if we don't take the opportunity it gives us to learn, we shall become peasants. Our children will be savages, and theirs will be back in the Stone Age.
Mm. But how would it help us to go to Tynesham?
Well, there are more than 60 people there. Most of them are blind. but they can be trained to help. We'll be a society growing and developing itself instead of having nothing to look forward to. Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, me too.
Miss Durrant will be delighted.
If she doesn't like it, she can go and trot off with a Triffid.
Have you had much trouble with Triffids here?
We certainly have.
Yes, when we were collecting weapons supply at Bovington, we picked up a couple of flamethrowers. One tickle with them, and they keep well away. Yeah,
just as well. You can shoot at them all day, and they don't mind. Not any more than a tree would.
Well, that's what they are.
Well, I know, but you sort of forget it when you see them sitting around waiting to take a smack at you.
There's half a dozen in every farmyard round here. They park themselves on the manure heaps.
Yes, I look forward to putting in a bit of flamethrower practice.
You really hate them, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's funny, isn't it? They used to be my livelihood. Now I'd like to wipe up a lot of them.
Well, there's one thing about Tynesham. It's more open up there. You can see for miles across the downs, and they can't creep up on you. What's the matter, Bill?
South Downs. It's just something Gisella said.
Your girlfriend?
Yeah. When we were in London, talking about places to go, she said something about some friends of hers who lived on the Sussex Downs, near Pulborough. I bet that's where she is.
Unless...
Yes?
Oh, nothing.
I don't know. Unless she's caught the plague. Unless she's dead.
That was the fourth episode of Giles Cooper's dramatization of The Day of the Triffids by John Wyndham. Listen to the next episode of John Powell's production of The Day of the Triffids, World Narrowing.